like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And if I say the name Judy to you, who
yes.
do you think?
Judy, something about Christmas. Garland.
Judy Garland.
Yes.
It's a movie coming out today. Her last, maybe, year?
One of the biggest Hollywood train wrecks. She did not have a good life. Her life was a mess ever since she was like 13 years old and she was in doing Wizard of Oz.
We're taking her when she has to go to talk at the town in London to perform in order to get money so that she can take care of her kids. It's a pretty sad situation. This is the saddest movie this year. What's redeeming about Judy?
I would say that the center point, the focal point, is Renee Zellweger's performance.
Yes.
As Judy Garland.
Yes.
Physically did the transformation. Did a really good performance of Judy Garland in her later years. Sort of like Katharine Hepburn. There's a big difference between how she acted when she was a young ingenue versus later in life. She was in her 40s, Judy Garland.
Right, yeah. So she dies at 47
yeah.
of an overdose. Renee Zellweger catches the physical tics.
Yeah.
Nobody could possibly replicate Judy Garland's voice.
No.
And Renee Zellweger does a great job performing, particularly the trolley song to me was...
It's not even just the timbre of her voice, it's the cadence of her voice. And maybe not getting that lusty full voice that Garland was known for.
Well, we have to see her contend with Sid Luft about the kids.
Pretty well by Rufus Sewell.
So we have to slog through her trying to be with her kids, but she can't because she has to go work in London. We have her popping pills. Now, whom do we accuse of getting her on pills?
It didn't start in her 40s,
No, it didn't. When she's a kid.
When she's a child, yeah.
There's the depiction of Louis B. Mayer. He was quite a tyrant early with her.
It is all an illusion. There is no innocence of childhood for child actors.
And it is all business.
Yeah.
And don't mess around with my movies. Louis tells her, plenty of young women who would love to have this, so if you want it, you just go. Because she's complaining that she doesn't have a life to Louis.
At age 16, too, or 15, actually.
That's right. But I love that depiction. There was something about him that suggests exactly what you do. Here is Hollywood. Here's the business of Hollywood. Here's the make-believe of Hollywood. Even when they're walking down that small yellow brick road, she and Louis Mayer.
Or even just the bits and the flashbacks with Mickey Rooney, equivalent of the sweatshop of making iPhones.
I loved when they're in the cafe and she proposes to Rooney and he turns her down.
Yep. And I think we're overplaying even the stuff with her as a younger.
Exactly. They have it in flashback, but it's not a part of it. And my concern about the movie, where I think it is not going to make any money, is that there's way too much time with her boring addictions and her well-known not showing up and or falling on the stage, her well-known actions as an older woman. I don't know. I just thought there were too many.
Part of the problem with a movie like this is addictions and problems. And if you were young, attractive, ingenue, and then you get older and then you have to deal with keeping your fame, but you really have no other skills beyond that.
Yeah.
We've seen that time again. I mean, even with, what was that, Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool about Lori Graham.
Yeah.
It felt very similar to that.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you got to have a certain uniqueness to it so you're not just replaying the same beats that we've seen before.
Give me a few minutes and I got it. Let's move on, please.
Yeah.
I'd like more insight into Judy Garland, into her talent. There was so much I'd like more about her as a younger. I realize this isn't a movie about her as
a
younger.
It's not a biopic, so to speak. Yeah.
But I would have loved a movie about her first 25 years, rather than her last, or her last year. I mean, it's,
well, she's a train wreck at the beginning.
Yes, we all know that.
Yeah.
But the film does a great job in depressing you. I thought.
Yeah. And I think there's these little gems in there of empathy you can have. There's a really nice part in the middle where she has two fans outside and she's talking to them.
Kevin, absolutely.
That's
the
like
best part of the
part.
Film.
Yeah.
They fictionalize two gay men when they're having dinner together, when he's crying at the piano as she's singing.
Oh, this is getting really interesting. Right. What she means to the community, what she means to the gay community, not just in America, but certainly in England, because that's where this takes place.
Right.
And with the burden of the laws of England being making homosexuality actually overtly illegal.
Yeah. Kevin Carr, the movie is Judy. What grade will you give it?
I'm going to give it a B-.
Okay.
And a lot of that's for Zellweger's performance, especially her final song in the movie.
And I'm going to award it a C+, and that plus is for her performance.
Good.
But it is a sad movie.
Yeah. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.